Welcome to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.
Help a Heart, our special guests in studio today, Emily Graber and Wendy Meyer. And I want to start off by saying to you ladies, you guys should be so proud over the fact that we were kind of figuring out how long it had been since you'd been in studio with me, but going back to when you started and still all these years keeping it going as a 501c3 is pretty amazing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been going since 2006, so this coming summer will be 13 years that we've been around.
To be dealt with something, to decide to do something about it, to pay it forward and to keep it going, that's not an easy task, is it, Wendy?
No, it's not.
So we'll, I guess, start by reminding everybody what Help a Heart's all about.
Yeah, so Help a Heart was co-founded by myself, and I'm Emily Graber and Melissa Hooper, who couldn't be here today, but Melissa came to me with an idea because we both had kids born with congenital heart defects, and her idea is she wanted to be able to help those families financially be there for their children when they were in the hospital and faced with a long hospital stay. So we really didn't have any idea what we were doing, nor did we have an idea of really what we were trying to do, honestly. And so we just started with a fundraiser to get some funds, and our first fundraiser was an silent auction, and we brought in a little over $5,000. And from there, we started giving families around $50 or $100 a week in gift cards for every week over 2 weeks that their children was in the hospital, or their child was in the hospital, related to congenital heart defects. And then just have taken it from there. It's evolved. Wendy got involved with the support group, and she can talk about that. And now we give $100 a week for every week you're in the hospital over a two-week hospital stay. And to date, we've given away over $200,000.
Holy moly.
Yeah.
You know, let's go back then when you started. This was just, and this is just me kind of asking in your heart, something that you needed to do. You just felt moved to, you know, not everybody does what you did when faced with what you were faced with.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, honestly, it was Melissa's idea. And she, from being in the hospital for a while, you see a lot of children stay there and their parents are forced to go back to work or go home and take care of other kids. And that just broke our hearts because both of us were with our child, or our husband or a parent was with our child the whole time we were in the hospital. And sometimes it just can't be helped financially. You just can't. You have to go back to work. You provide the benefits or whatever. And so we just wanted to take some of that financial strain off and at least cover cost of, you know, lodging or extra food, things like that, that add up. Because when you're in the hospital, you still have all your regular bills.
Right.
You still have your mortgage and
right.
your utilities. And so
to keep your job.
Yeah. And even though you might not spend all that much money just being in the hospital, it adds up. And especially when you're trying to juggle kids at home and things like that.
Dylan?
Yep, Melissa's son was Dylan, and he was born in June 1st, 2005. My son, Gabe, was born January 1st, 2005, so they're about 5 months apart. Dylan passed away in 2008 at the age of 3, and Gabe just turned 14 a month ago.
Yeah, you know, our mutual buddy Tony told me that, and I'm like, what? That's how I got to thinking, how long has it been since I've seen these ladies? That's amazing. Is that like a miracle?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's honestly just a huge blessing. And it's been to think about how far we've come and how to look at him and know what he's been through and that he's still here is amazing. But, we have so many families coming in with new babies and always more families.
So, and I mean, basically what we are also talking about here is that there are different outcomes with a diagnosis like that when you have your little one, isn't there?
Yeah, for sure. About 1 in 100 kids are born with some sort of a heart defect, whether it be a VSD, which is like a hole in the heart, or a super complicated defect like hypoplastic left or right heart syndrome.
Things that you never even knew you were going to know about, eh?
No, I just thought a heart defect was a heart defect before we got involved.
Wow.
It's the leading cause of death in children under the age of 1. So those first surgeries are very crucial and hard to get through. But it obviously, even with my son's heart defect, I mean, you know, the oldest person is in their 30s. So we don't really know how long, you know, what his life could hold, but, they're kind of just blazing trails as they go.
Right. So Wendy, remind me then when you got involved, Emily had made mention that it was with one of the support groups.
Yes. So basically, my daughter was born in 2005, and she had a congenital heart defect, and I met Emily, and she actually visited me in the hospital when Mackenzie had surgery and gave us a meal on surgery day. And I had been involved in Help a Heart before that, just with some of the events and stuff like that, and I wanted to give back. And so I just had been helping and volunteering and came up to Melissa and Emily and asked them in 2010 if we could start a support group, just because I felt like there was a need to connect some of the families. We had been visiting families in the hospital and giving them financial aid, but we weren't able to like connect the families and get them connected with someone that had been through the same thing that they had been through.
Right. Somebody can really understand.
Yeah, yeah. So we've been meeting monthly every month since then. So, and our support group has grown from like about five families to about 25 parents or so are at our meetings a month. And then, yeah, it's been a huge blessing and a great way to get to know families and support them emotionally.
And you're talking families that have lost children and families who are going through?
So right now we have like families that have lost a child or families that are going through it right now can come to the support group meetings. But we just started in 2017 a bereavement group as well. So that has met, they just meet like a couple times a year, just get together and do crafts and just connect with each other as well. So we have those two parts now. So that's been a huge blessing and a growth with Help a Heart as well.
Absolutely. That was one of the things, too, that we talked about before we started recording was that it has grown.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we have over 200 families in our like network on Facebook or in our like email distribution list that would be Angel families and Heart Warrior families, and like she said, they're always all welcome at all of our events and at our support group meetings. We almost always have an Angel family or two come, but obviously they can better relate to each other, and for us families that have children who are still here, seeing an Angel family to me brings me hope, because it helps me know that if I were to go through that, that I could still be here. But sometimes to them, they feel like, you know, like the Debbie Downer, or, you know, but it's something that's a reality for all of us every single day.
Right. Now, if you're just tuning into the Inside Iowa Show, Emily Graber, Wendy Meyer, our guest today with Help a Heart. Now, Wendy, so you were saying, love, that you knew of the organization before you needed the organization?
Yes. Well, no, actually, I met Emily like after we got diagnosed.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So she was 2 months old when she got diagnosed, our daughter got diagnosed. And so I met Emily then. And then they just started the organization, like she was born in 2005 and they started in 2006.
I see.
So we kind of knew each other and they had started it and I just kind of helped out with it.
You worked registration at our very first auction, didn't you?
Yeah. She was always there.
So I just helped out with different things at the auction and the walk and things like that. And then, once we started doing the support group, then I was helping out with the events and also support.
It's been a huge blessing to have Wendy come on board, because Melissa and I, when we started this, we knew the financial aspect of it was our big goal.
Right.
And as it got bigger, it was just impossible for the two of us to keep in contact with everybody. And right around that time is also when Facebook became a big thing, too.
Sure.
And so that helped us connect people as well. But having someone that has a heart of gold that can come in and help walk with our families through that has been just a huge blessing for us, because we just wouldn't have had the manpower to do it with just two of us.
Right on. Well, going back to what we had said about Kind of Meant to Be, and that's what I was getting ready to say, they were kind of a blessing to you, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing it had to have felt pretty good to be approached by somebody who right off the bat knew what you're going through, because being told what you were told for your little one was probably just mind-blowing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we wouldn't have made it without all the support that we received.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a huge, I mean, we were in Iowa City, so we didn't have all of our friends and family with us. And so since Emily lived really close and she came and visited us on that day, like that meant a lot to us. And it was a huge blessing. to our family.
Yeah, one of the big things we do, for which we've done for a long time, is provide a meal for the family on surgery day, and not only just for the parents, but for whoever is waiting with them. So some people might have 5 people, and some people might have 25 people. And either way, what we found when we were in that situation was, you know, the day is long, and people start to get hungry, but they may never have been to that hospital before. They don't know where to go. Mm-hmm. And so all of a sudden you turn into this host instead of a parent who's waiting for news about their child. And we wanted to take some of that strain off too. And so that's been a really cool way to connect with families, and also to show their families what kind of support we can provide. Because a lot of times people think that Help Heart's just for the Heart families, and we are, but it's about the support of all of them. We know that they're all hurting. Grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, they're all hurting when they see their friends go through this.
Of course, and the things that we, not going through something like this, would forget, the unnecessary stress trying to do some of these simple tasks could cause someone, when all they can think about is my baby going to make it out of surgery?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Right. I know my son's first surgery, we didn't eat because I was like, I'm not going to go eat. So then, of course, no one left to eat because they're not going to leave if I'm not going to leave. But then, you know, all of a sudden it's 4 o'clock and you're all starving. And
right.
then
and
now
you
you're in.
You just have to, because it does affect your all well-being.
Yep.
All right. So first of all, I want to make sure that you tell anybody anything that you want to tell them about Help a Heart. Importantly, too, about those who maybe didn't know you existed, could use your help, how to get a hold of you, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can just talk in general. But so to reach us, a great email, well, my email is just Emily, E-M-I-L-Y, at help-a-heart.org. Okay. And our website is www.help-a-heart.org. But that's, if you know of a family, if you are a family and you've never heard of us, look us up on Facebook, too. We have a public page as well as a closed group for our families. But that's the best way to get a hold of us. But like I said, we do provide assistance to just Iowa families right now, so because of limited resources. So that's, but that being said, if they're Iowans who have gone out of state for care or moved out of state, we support them as well. So, that's how you reach us. And, you can talk about the support group.
Yeah. And for me, you can also reach me at Wendy at help-a-heart.org as well. And I am on Facebook as well, and I can connect you to the Facebook page. And that's huge for our families, too, so you can connect with other families that have been through what you've been through. There's a great network there as well. So, and email me, and I can set you up with a newsletter so you know what's going on with the support group as well.
Yeah, our support group meets every month, the second Monday of every month. And we're kind of in between locations right now. So we're, but it's from 6 to 8 p.m. generally. And we do have a topic, and there's always childcare provided. Some nights we have a meal, but we always have snacks or goodies. Yeah, it's a great time for our families to connect with each other. And every so often we have different speakers come in. But that pretty much happens like clockwork every month. And then we have two big fundraisers throughout the year, an auction in June, and then the Superhero Heart Run in October.
And you can get that stuff, too. Well, for one, we're going to have you come back.
Yep.
And we'll talk about some of the actual events coming up.
Yep.
Just kind of get everybody reacquainted. And and you can Google them.
Yep.
Google Help a Heart.
Absolutely.
And you can find them. Okay, real quick, then, what's the future hold? Remind me how your daughter is.
She's doing really great, actually. So she had surgery when she was 1.5 and hasn't had to have another surgery. And her name is Mackenzie.
Okay, wonderful.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, and she's doing really great. So we're just kind of watching and waiting to see if she would have to have anything else done, but she's doing really well.
All right. And then 7th or 8th grade, then, I'm guessing?
8th grade. So we'll be in high school next year. Yeah, so Gabe turned 14 in January, and he's an 8th grader. He manages the football team and the basketball team, which he likes to do. And
wow.
Yeah, he's had a couple of heart surgeries and has had some different procedures, but he's doing great. And hopefully, no surgery for a while. Knock on wood.
And you said the word hopefully, but both your stories, for those going through something very terrifying right now, maybe for the first time, there is hope.
Absolutely.
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Thanks so much for coming in.
Yeah,
thank you so much for having us.
Absolutely. Our guest today, Emily Graber, Wendy Meyer with Help a Heart.
Thanks for listening to Inside Iowa, heard on this and all Cumulus Des Moines stations.